Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm Tommy Ashley, joined by Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina. And Greg, on Saturday, Carolina opens the ACC slate against Wake Forest, and we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. But ACC basketball is here, and it seems earlier to me. I know since the conference has expanded, they play one of these games before, but it creeps up on you in a hurry. The preseason's over. Your thoughts on ACC starting before the first of the year?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things, as you mentioned, Tommy, with the expanded schedule. That's just kind of a byproduct of it. And it's only going to get worse because in a couple of years when they increase the games to 20 conference games, we're going to start seeing a lot of ACC contests really that second week of December. You know, of course, Duke and Boston College have already played the beginning of the month. So I think you'll start to see some more of that. I'm not sure I'm a fan of it, but unless you're willing to push the back end of the schedule deeper into March, which I don't think anybody's willing to do, that's kind of what it sets up. But the fact that Roy Williams, I think this is a good year for non-conference because what he's done is he's played Ohio State, he's played at Tennessee, he's played in the PK80, he played at Stanford. You've got Michigan in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And a lot of those games are very quality non-conference games, but by expanding the schedule, and as I mentioned, in a couple of years, you go to 20, you're going to lose some of those games. And so some of those big games, like a Tennessee road game on December 17th, you're not going to have that unique non-conference flair. It's going to be probably an ACC game there. So I'm not necessarily a fan of it because you and me both grew up when the ACC played a far fewer games than what they're doing now. But that's just kind of the change of the times with expansion.
Tomorrow we'll talk about Carolina and Wake Forest on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.